The Climate Change Division of the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change presents Climate Change Jamaica's Story, a 5-minute feature focusing on climate change, its current and projected effects, and what can be done to lessen its impacts.
Agriculture is one of the fundamental industries in Jamaica. Agriculture accounted for 6.7% of Jamaica's gross domestic product and about 18.2% of the employed labor force in 2013. Farmers depend on climate variables for their success. The timing and quality of rainfall determines when and what farmers plant, and the absence of rainfall during a drought can destroy a farmer's livelihood. Temperature can affect the prevalence of pests and the health of livestock. Therefore, when long-term shifts happen in climate patterns, farmers have to take different approaches to their business. This is why climate change matters to farmers. According to a 2013 report by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, damage and loss to the agricultural sector due to major climate events for the period 1994 to 2010 is estimated at $14.4 billion. Farmers are already seeing and feeling the ways in which climate change affects them.
The climate change factors in agriculture is quite dramatic. It has been happening for a long time. We have been looking on the various disasters, the hurricane, the heavy rains or floods, and now drought. We are seeing longer droughts in places like St. Thomas and Portland, and even in parts of Westmoreland. We are seeing the dry spell coming on earlier and getting longer. That has a great impact on both rearing of crops and livestock.
Chief Executive Officer of the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, Lenworth Fulton. Two critical impacts of climate change are reduced water availability for agriculture systems and increased extreme climate-related events such as hurricanes, floods, and landslides. With the current and worsening impacts of climate change on agriculture, the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, has been working with various agencies to implement measures to prepare and adapt. Rainwater harvesting is one of the measures being encouraged to mitigate the impact of drought on the agricultural sector.
For agriculture, we are working with the National Irrigation Commission in trying to improve our installed irrigation system wherever the water sources and the farmers are. But this also has its limitation to the availability of water in some very, very productive areas, like part of South St. Elizabeth, St. Thomas, St. Anne, and Trelawney. We are now embarking on another move to look on earthen ponds, which people would call mini dams, to line them with a type of rubberized or plastic material and to depend upon rainfall to catch water in them. For example, somebody who has a 6,000 square foot greenhouse, we are encouraging them to do a pond, and this would give them enough water to carry them through 100 days of drought.
In terms of drought preparedness for livestock production, the Ministry of Agriculture has embarked on a 40-hectare fodder bank project being implemented at a cost of $28 million. The project includes the planting of more drought-resistant fodder such as kinggrass and sugarcane and the production of hay to supplement the feeding of dairy and beef cattle. RADA has also been implementing measures to lessen the effects of hurricanes and heavy rains on the agricultural sector.
With respect to the hurricanes, farm structures, we are making them that they can be collapsed or dismantled during a hurricane, like the shade houses, remove the plants to a safe area, and when the hurricane passes by, you put back up your shade house and move in back the plants. So we are doing that. And for heavy rains, we are encouraging land conservation methods, terracing, proper drains, proper land usage.
Chief Executive Officer of the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, Lenworth Fulton.
Join us again next week on Climate Change Jamaica's Story as we look at the projects being implemented in the agricultural sector to assist farmers and other stakeholders to adapt to the current and anticipated impacts of climate change.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.